Welcome again to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm Justine Ward, your host, and this week we continue our salute to comedy. We have another week devoted to a man who was called America's favorite clown, Red Skelton. He created many hilarious characters, including Deadeye, the Texas Cowboy, and Clem Cadiddlehopper, as well as Junior, the mean little kid. This week we bring you an Easter show, which reflects an era when women expected a new hat for Easter, and later a show that satires army life through Clem Cadiddlehopper. Red's sponsor was Procter & Gamble by this time, and there was a catchy jingle for washing detergent. Dave Rose and his orchestra were featured on the show. First, we have the Easter show, broadcast April 4th, 1949, on NBC.
From Hollywood, the Red Skelton program, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Yes, it's the Red Skelton program with David Rose's orchestra, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Some folks might think that because Red Skelton is a clown in MGM movies and a buffoon on the radio, that he never has a serious moment. So let's look in on him at home and see if he's like our own Red Skelton. Hey!
Georgia!
Well, there's nobody in the kitchen. I think I'll sneak me a glass of carrot juice from the icebox. I shouldn't drink this rotten stuff. Yet my eyes have been giving me a little trouble. I wonder if this stuff is really good for your eyes. Must be. I never saw a rabbit wearing glasses. Well, let's see. What have I got to do today? Well, let's see. Get eggs color for the children for the egg hunt on Easter.
Mr. Skelton!
Oh, it's that Miss Fussy next door. I need her at this hour like Truman needs a Dixiecrat.
Hi, Miss Fussy. This is a pleasure.
Don't you dare smile at me, you flirt.
But Mrs.
Mr. Skelton, I have tried to overlook your burning trash in your incinerator and mowing the lawn at 2 o'clock in the afternoon before decent people finish a good night's sleep.
But Mrs. Fussy...
But today was the last straw. Did you know the wind shifted and I could smell cabbage cooking in my kitchen? And I don't like cabbage.
But Mrs.
Mr. Skelton, I don't have to take that kind of talk from you.
I'm only trying to be a good neighbor.
Good neighbor? Bah! You wouldn't even let me borrow your air wick.
Well, you didn't ask for it.
Don't raise your voice to me.
I didn't raise my voice. I can't help it if my tonsils are riding piggyback.
Oh, I'm so mad. Just wait until my husband gets home.
Look, Mrs. Fussy, did you know that you have a slight impediment in your speech?
I have?
Yes, I notice every once in a while you stop and breathe. I'll get even with her. I'll put some cabbage on in my kitchen. And hope for a south wind. Now, let's see. What was I doing? Oh, yeah. Should I color the eggs or myself, or should I call Washington, D.C. and find out what happened to the dyes committee?
Hey, you know, I wish I had the chicken I had when I was a little kid. You know, I had a chicken that laid different colored eggs. One day, my mother put a pair of red flannels out on the clothesline, and the old hen saw, and she laid a red egg. And another time she put a pair of blue jeans out to dry, and the chicken saw it, and she laid a blue egg. But the old girl's gone now. My mother hung a crazy quilt on the line, and she stripped ears trying to make good.
I'm coming. Yes?
Hello, Buster. I'm a flash messenger boy.
A boy? What are you doing, working your way through a museum? a joke.
Tell me, Buster, does Skeleton live here?
Not Skeleton, Skelton. Red Skelton.
Well, we've all got to go sooner or later. Hey, nice place you got here. What's your racket, Buster?
Well, I just told you I'm Red Skelton. I'm a radio and screen comedian. You ever hear me?
Oh, yeah. Last time I listened to you on the radio, I got a refund of my hearing aid. Thought it was on the blink.
Yeah. Hey, all kidding aside, how old are you, anyhow?
Well, I'll tell you. My wife and me can remember when there was a Republican in the White House.
That old?
What do you mean, that old? I'm the youngest in my family, and I'm 78.
You'd have said 76, and I'd have said that's the spirit. No? Hey, how come they live so long in your family, huh?
Well, they live so long in my family because we're all veterans. It's yeah. Against the regulations to die without notifying the Veterans Administration. Well, here's your package, Buster.
Mm-hmm.
Better be moving along. I'm getting married this afternoon.
Getting married? I thought you already had a wife.
I have. But I managed to keep some secrets from her. See you at the Palladium, Buster.
Yeah. Somebody's been spiking that guy's adrenaline. Now, let's see what's in the package. Oh, it's a record. The Four Knights singing I've Been Hit. Well, let's put it on my Magnavox and play it.
Brilliant lines.
I've been hit by an arrow shot by Cupid, but the arrow shot by Cupid didn't hit you. I've been bit by a bug they call the love bug, but the bug didn't bite us both, and that won't do.
Cause there's no one I'm blaming, it's no fun complaining.
You're driving me mad and you know it, cause I got it bad and I show it.
I was robbed
of the only heart I'm owning. If the arrow would have hit you
and the love bug would have bit you,
I'd steal your heart away from you too.
I've been bitten by an arrow shot by Cupid, but the arrow shot by Cupid didn't hit you. I've been bit by a bug they call the love bug, but the bug didn't bite us both, and that won't do.
That won't do. No one I'm blaming, it's no fun complaining. You're driving me mad and you know it. I got it bad and I show it.
Hey, I've been robbed
of the only heart I'm owning. If the arrow would have hit you and the love bug would have bit you, I could steal your heart away from you.
Yes, sir, that's the sweetest music this side of Guy Lombardo.
You're too soon. There's more music. Oh?
Tide's in, dirt's out, tide gets cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
And there's more to tell. No soap.
No soap.
No,
soap.
No other suds. No other washing product known.
Washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E, Tide.
It's true. No product known will wash your clothes as clean as Procter & Gamble's Tide. Tide handles prized linens, heavy work clothes, your whole family wash. Tide not only leaves your clothes free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film, too. Yes, Tide has all this cleaning power, yet it's truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens gay prints and pastels, all those soap-dull colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets sheets, pillowcases, and towels whiter than any other washing product known. Tide keeps them white, too. Week after week, never turns them yellow. Yes, Tide is truly a different wash day product. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Nuts. The whole network's nuts. Well, Dave Rose. Hiya, Dave.
I'm fine, Red. How are you?
It's all right to have a line, but let's not pay the boys to laugh on us. Hey, where's Betty, your bride?
Oh, I don't call her my bride anymore.
No?
We've had our first quarrel.
Yeah? What'd you quarrel about?
That just it. I can't find out.
Well, why don't you ask her?
What? And start another quarrel?
Something tells me that we've got a trial-size Phil Harris on our hands. Look, Holiday for Strings, there's supposed to be one comedian around here.
Well, I'll do until the real thing comes along.
Yeah. Yep. Where's Betty now? Did she go home to her mother?
No, she went Easter shopping with your wife, Georgie.
Easter shopping? Hey, why do women always think that Easter is Decoration Day? Hey, what do you got there?
Oh, it's a toy steam engine.
Oh, wait, excuse me, will you? Phone's ringing. I didn't expect it to holler. You missed that, you know. You know, if he gets one big laugh, next week he'll have his own show. You watch. Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
Hello, Big Red.
Yeah, Little Red, where are you?
I'm in a French shop called the De La Paix de la Poule. And they're having a wonderful sale.
Are you out of bed yet? They're having a sale, you say?
Yes, all of the hats have been cut in half. Can I buy one?
Well, you look kind of silly in a half a hat, wouldn't you?
Oh, stop joking. Mr. Hooper doesn't check phone calls. Now, please be serious, Big Red. These are real bargains. And cheap.
Well, never mind the chic. What about the check? Wait, I'll get a chair here. The bargains you find usually floor me. Okay, how much do you want to charge?
Well, one hat is $50 and the other $150. Hello? Big Red? Big Red?
Yeah, hello, hello. I forgot there's no back in this chair. Hey, isn't that a little high for a hat?
Well, if you don't want me to have it, okay. I'm sorry I bothered you.
No, no, I want you to have it. It's okay. Go ahead and charge
no,
it.
No, just forget. Goodbye.
But little... Oh, nuts.
What's wrong, Big Red?
Now, don't you start that stuff. She's mad because I won't let her charge a silly hat.
Oh, go ahead and let her buy it. After all, Decoration Day is coming.
Easter, and you didn't get a laugh with it either. Hey, you know what? Maybe I should surprise her and go buy the hat, huh?
Why don't you?
Yeah, I would, but I feel kind of silly in those ladies' stores. They're always trying on things, and well, one time I got in the wrong line, and before I knew it, I was modeling one of those French bathing suits. Boy, was I embarrassed.
You must have been.
Yeah, my legs don't look good in low heels, you know. Hey, will you go with me?
Sure.
Okay, we'll put carnations in our lapels, and then everybody will think we're floor walkers.
What if a customer comes up and asks us for service?
We'll ignore them, and then they'll know we're floor walkers. Hey, we'll go just as soon as I change shoes.
Why? They're polished.
I know, but I got them on the wrong feet. I got out of bed, and my legs were crossed, and I didn't know it at the time. Okay, well, let's go, Dave. Come on. It's kind of crowded down here today, isn't it?
Hey, look, Red.
What?
They put on a new building right next to Schwab's drugstore.
That isn't a building. That's Rod O'Connor. Hey, Rod! Multitude of skin, come here!
Hiya, Red.
Say, your little boy's sure getting big. Hiya, Sonny.
Oh, cut it out, Sonny.
Well, if it ain't old tone deaf. Where are you guys going?
Oh, you'd never guess. You'll
going
never guess.
I'm going to buy a hat for Georgia.
Well, I just wanted to see if you've been paying attention. Hey, we better pull up. We're blocking traffic here.
Ah, stay where you are. Tell them to pull around you. Some guy from Texas. Hit the trail, Pioneer.
Hey, he's getting out of his car. Get a load of the size of that cowboy. He's got a 10-gallon hat and a 20-gallon head.
Ah, don't worry. I can handle him.
Howdy, fellas. Howdy. Now, look, boys. Let's not just stand around the middle of the street. If this thing's in an automobile, move it. If it's an accident, report it. And if it's what I think it is, let's put the lid on it.
Now, look, Tumbleweed, they went that away. Why don't you go chase them?
Look, would you... I wasn't mad at you, I'd answer you. Would you mind parking this ash can somewhere else so I could drive by?
Well, just pull around it, dude.
Look, Angus boy. You wouldn't talk this way if you knew who I was.
Who are you, Red Rider?
No, I'm his brother, Yeller. You might not know it, but you're talking to Deadeye. Old Texas Deadeye.
Panhandle?
Yeah, you got a dime for a cup of coffee?
Ooh, Panhandle. Yeah, Texas Panhandle. That's where I'm from.
Well, I'm O'Connor. Los Angeles O'Connor.
Oh, from Los Angeles, huh? What part, Canada or Mexican zone?
Now, go on, you saddle bum. Cop a walk.
Now, look, I don't want any trouble with you.
No, and we don't want any trouble with you.
And I don't want any trouble with you either, ma'am.
Ma'am?
Look, cowboy, you better get off the street. A car's coming.
I don't... Sure, a good thing I'm bow-legged, or that English car would have smacked me right between my sixes. Now, will you move this here car?
Look, you're fishing for a well-padded fist. Now, go on, cowpunchy, cop a walk.
Look, Hogfat, I'm warning you. I'm strong. I'm the original ad for Airway. I'll remind you again that I'm strong.
Come on,
Rod. Well, maybe the wrong kind of strong, but I'm strong. Don't try that stuff, boy, or I'll blast you full of ad-libs.
Come on, Rod. Get in the car and go shopping with us.
Get in the car? Okay, I'll inhale and squeeze in.
Well, there's that little print shop, the De La Paix De La Poo. Well, let's not just sit here. Come on, fellas, let's go.
You go in, Red. We'll wait here for you.
Oh, wait a minute, Dave. Don't be like that. You guys promised to go in with me.
Yeah, but not into the store.
Oh?
What are you guys so shy for? After all, you're both married.
Yeah, but my wife hasn't told me everything yet.
Go on in. What's the matter with you?
Well, it's embarrassing. Ladies running around in there in their slips and those beautiful models prating around in bathing suits.
Yeah?
Hey, Rod, now we've got to go in and get that guy out of there.
David Rose and the Tide Orchestra play a medley from Annie, Get Your Gun. Thank you.
Rod O'Connor anywhere?
Yeah, there he is. Talking to the guy with an orchid in his lapel.
Where? Let's go over and see what old Oceans of Suds is up to now.
And you say all these beautiful dresses and cottons are imported?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Well, then you should tell your customers about this new wash day miracle, Tide.
I should?
Yes, you see, it goes without saying that nobody washes clothes for the fun of it. You wash clothes to get them clean, which explains why Procter & Gamble's Tide is becoming a wash day favorite all over America. Tide gets clothes clean. Cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. See, Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet, with all this remarkable cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors, and in hardest water, Tide gets white things whiter than any washing product known. Why, even those Tide suds look and feel different, and they billow up amazingly, even in hardest water. You'll see when you try Tide. You'll see why Tide is called the most sensational product in the history of wash day. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Well, I must tell my staff to tell everyone about Tide. Now, if you'll please excuse me, I have to go rinse out a few things.
Can't you talk without foaming at the mouth, O'Connor?
I was just trying to help the guy.
Oh.
Can't you get someone to wait on you? And let's get out of here. I'm bored.
Bored?
Bored? There's a sales lady now. Oh, miss. Miss.
Well, it's Mr. Skelton.
How are you?
My, you look as out of place in here as a smile on Grimico's face.
Oh?
You know, I'm sorry my little grandson isn't here. He'll never go to bed until he hears your program every Tuesday.
Oh, thank you very much. We're on Fridays now.
Oh, you have two shows, too?
No, just Friday. That'll tide me over.
Would you do me a favor,
well,
Mr.
What?
Skelton? If I call my little grandson on the telephone, will you say hello to him?
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to. Yeah.
Oh, I do hope Junior's at home.
Hmm.
Better still, I hope the house is there.
He doesn't stay home by himself, does he?
Oh, no. Mr. Fowler's so fond of him. He's taking care of him for Lorene and me while we're working here at the store during the Easter rush.
Oh, you mean Gene Fowler?
Yes.
Oh, say his new book, Bo James, is really great.
Oh, yes, it must be. Gene is reading a chapter to Junior now.
Hey, yo, snake pit, large economy size.
Hello, Junior.
Yeah, who is the police?
This is Nama. Why should the police be calling you?
Because the neighbors have been calling the police. Hey, Nama, I'm surprised to hear from you.
You are, dear.
Yeah, I didn't think the phone was still working.
What's wrong with it?
Well, every time I pick up the receiver, it starts hissing at me, you see. So finally, I got my little repair kit out, and I went to work on it. And boy, what an operation. I removed its appendix 3 times.
Junior, a telephone doesn't have an appendix.
Now she tells you.
Junior, you stay away from that phone and listen to me.
Okay. Well, if I stay away from the phone, how can I listen? Nuts, the whole family's nuts.
I told you a million times not to tamper with the phone unless it's an emergency and you want to call us.
Hmm?
Then dial operator and ask for the store.
Dial?
You know where the dial is, don't you?
Yes, I know where the dial is. It's at the bottom of the well.
Oh, let me talk to Mr. Fowler.
Well, he's been showing me how to make Boy Scout nuts, and he can't come to the phone just now. He's tied up. I hate to disturb him, kiddo.
Why? What's he doing?
Well, he's been trying to get himself from being unlocked in the closet here.
And how did he get locked in the closet?
Well, he was playing hide and seek, you see. He was going to tan my hide while he was seeking the hairbrush.
Oh. And of course, you told him the hairbrush was in the closet. And when he went in to get it, you slammed the door and locked him in.
Oh, you played this game before, huh?
You get the key and unlock the closet door this minute.
I can't. I swallowed the key.
You what? Junior, how did you swallow the key?
I put it in my ear and swallowed it. I was baking some mud pies and the oven blew up and it scared me. I do hope that you love mud walls in the kitchen.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, Junior, now. The oven didn't blow up. You're only kidding me.
You keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. But the next time you ask your friends to drop in, they can really do it because there's no roof on the place.
I told you to stay away from that oven. Why were you baking mud pies in it?
Well, the skunk patrol had a meeting over here, and I had to serve something.
There was some cake in the cupboard.
Was is right. You know, it was Stinky Davis's birthday, and the whole skunk patrol breezed in to pay their respects, see? So we gave him that that cake with four air wicks burning on it, see? And then one of the boys brought a real life skunk over. A real life skunk. I wasn't going to tell you about it, but I figured you'd get wind of it later anyway.
How could you?
Well, you'd be surprised. That skunk has done a lot of good around here. There ain't a live fly in the house now. And the place don't smell too bad, because I took the chemistry set and I mixed up a little disinfectant.
You haven't been playing with your father's chemicals.
No, I wasn't playing. It got pretty serious when I mixed that gasoline with that stuff in that widow blue bottle.
What happened? I said, what happened?
Just a minute, boy. Hey, fellas, don't make so much noise. I got a dame on the phone.
What happened when you mixed the gasoline with the blue bottle?
I'm sorry, Namo. You're going to have to talk louder. These firemen are making an awful lot of noise.
The marine.
Okay. What's wrong, Verna?
I've got to get home. Nuts, the whole family's nuts.
What's wrong with you? You look as white as a sheet.
And it ain't from Tide, either. I've just been talking to your son on the phone.
Oh, how is the little darling?
You mean that trial-sized earthquake the stork double-crossed you with? Here. You wait on Mr. Skelton. I've got to get home. I mean to what's left of it. Oh, when Junior's grandfather asked for my hand, I should have given him a fist.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Junior has probably made up some fabulous story just to get her to come home and play with him.
No.
My, there must be a big fire someplace. The trucks have been going by here for an hour.
Yeah.
Well, what can I do to help you, Mr. Skelton?
Well, I came in for...
Hey, we've got something in that I must show you.
Oh?
Something nice for your wife.
Why?
Beautiful black chiffon negligee.
Oh, no. She's a little past that stage.
Then how about a flannel gown?
Well, she's not quite reached that stage either.
Would you care to see something in a satin gown?
A friend of yours? I mean, No, I came in to buy a hat that Georgia was looking at.
Oh, well, then I'll turn you over to Francois McGee and our milliner.
Oh?
Oh, Francois?
Yes, my dear?
Mr. Skelton wants to buy a hat for his wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? She was in here a while ago and looked at two of these atrocities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. I'm
she looked at one for $50?
And another one for $150.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really a very versatile hat. The brim can be worn up or down.
Yeah. At $150, I'll turn it down. I'll take the $50 hat.
I just knew you would, Sporty.
Yeah.
Will I wrap it up?
No, just give me a stick and I'll roll it home. Say, if she doesn't like that hat, can she return it?
I'm sorry, but these hats is on sale. These hats can't be returned. If you don't like them, you just buried them.
Oh. Well, gift wrap it, will you, and I'll take it.
Well, should we go?
I'm ready.
Yeah, here, David, I'll take your arm. All right, we're outside, David. You can open your eyes now.
Why did you stand around there with your eyes closed for anyway, David?
Well, Betty told me if I ever looked at another beautiful girl, I'd go stone blind.
Oh, that's silly.
Well, I kind of thought so, too. That's why when that tall brunette model in the bathing suit walked by, I risked one eye.
Well, come on, let's get home. I wonder what's keeping Georgia. Hello?
Hello, Big Red?
Yeah, Little Red. Hurry up home, will you? I got a surprise for
you. Well, I've got one for you, too. You know the hat that I told you about a while ago?
Yeah.
But when I went back, the $50 hat was gone.
Yeah, I know.
So I bought the $150 one.
Oh, no.
Hello? Big Red? Oh, why does he always sit on that chair without a back in it?
So until next Friday, let's go and say goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt's out. Tide gets cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast weekly on iTunes and Podbean. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and next we have another episode of The Red Skelton Show. I think you'll enjoy the timeless humor about being a soldier in the Army. Enjoy the Red Skelton Show, first broadcast November 12th, 1948 on NBC.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in. Dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the star of our show, that cover man of the December issue of Modern Television and Radio Magazine, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Rod, you look good tonight. I like your suit.
Herringbone.
The herring was a big one, wasn't he, huh? Say it again. I like your suit.
Herringbone.
What did you do, buy it when you were pickled?
Well, you should talk about how people dress. You know, when you're not working in front of an audience, you look like a buzzard's dream.
Yeah?
Rhapsody and Rummage.
Yeah, where'd you say that? Well, back to the funny stuff. You know, this month I read an article in the Modern Radio and Television Magazine that I was classed as a finished comedian. Material like this may prove them right, you know. With a soap program, you can get washed up awful quick.
Well, what have you been doing this past week, Rick?
Oh, I went down to Balboa Beach. David Rose gave a big party down there. Boy, mm-hmm. Can those musicians eat.
Really?
No kidding. Pigs lined up at the fence and made notes.
David invited all the boys in the band.
Yeah, right? He thought he could take them down to the beach for a few days and get their mind off of drinking.
Did it help?
Nah. When Charlie, the drummer, saw the ocean, he yelled, "Boy, what a chaser." Oh, yeah, Jack Donahue, the director at Metro, let us use his boat.
Well, I didn't know Jack was nautical.
Hmm?
Nautical? Does he use nautical terms?
Well, now that you mention it, he did talk kind of dirty.
Tell me, does Donahue have a yacht?
No, not exactly.
Rowboat?
Well, sort of a rowboat. That's motorboat there, you know.
Motorboat.
Yeah. We took turns of sitting on the back with an egg beater. Just a little boat. The seagulls kept picking it up and throwing it back. We did ride over to Catalina on one of those excursion boats. And, you know, Warren, that hobo player in the band, he acted very strangely. He kept sticking his head through the porthole.
Oh, what's so strange about that?
No porthole.
Say, I think you'd have your fill of boats when you were in the Army Transport Command. Weren't you on a ship that was torpedoed?
Yeah, we were taking a lot of waxen nurses to Naples, and when the thing got torpedoed, I'm telling you, the way the soldiers and the sailors ran for those lifeboats, it was rather disheartening. One cowardly fella nearly tore my whack uniform right off.
Come on, stop that stuff.
Hey, no kidding. There was a guy aboard ship, the West Point. He fell overboard, you know. So they circled once to go around, they lowered, and the guy that fell off of the boat grabbed hold of the manila line and pulled himself up on the back. So they lowered the lifeboats, and they were throwing guys in the boat. They circled once, and when they come back, they couldn't find the guy, see? So they had a roll call, and everybody was there. So the commander says, "Will the man that fell overboard step forward?" He did. So the commander says, "Why didn't you tell us you were aboard?" He says, "I started to, sir, but you put me in a lifeboat, and I've been out there for a half hour looking for myself."
Tell us about the cat aboard ship. You're not going to read what's written here anyway.
No, we had a little cat aboard the ship, you know, sort of a mascot. And one day he got caught in a watertight door and cut his little leg off. So the medics took him down to sick bay and they fixed him up. And then later the carpenters aboard ship made him a little wooden leg. That's all. It was the cutest thing, though. Every time that cat would grab a rat, he'd just beat him over the head with a club.
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
Now, just a minute, gal. I'm here this week, I'll tell you that. Gal saying that Tide is better than just soap is just about halfway up the trail. Why, there's a heap of them new sudger discoveries to reckon with nowadays.
Well, I reckon I can reckon with them, Deadeye, because I can state this fact.
Tell me what that said, huh?
No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide works a miracle on your whole family wash. Linens, work clothes, everything. Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe. Truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. As for white sheets, towels, and shirts, in hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. Tide keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. As Deadeye told you, there's a heap of washing products, but Tide and only Tide offers you this wonderful combination. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here are the four knights to sing A Slow Boat to China.
There is no verse to this song, 'cause I don't want to wait a moment too long to say that I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China. To myself, alone, do 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 do, get you and keep you in my arms.
Evermore, leave all your lovers
weeping on a faraway shore. Dum, 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 dum. Out on the briny with the moon big and shining,
melting your heart of stone.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. I'd love to get you
on a slow boat to China.
To myself alone, do, do, do. Out on the briny with the moon big and shining, do, do.
Melting your heart of stone,
do, 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 do. I'd love to get you on a slow boat heading for China, out on the ocean, away from commotion, all to myself alone.
Tonight we present a story entitled A G.I. Joe's Memories.
Hey, fella, you having trouble with your key? Can't you get the key in the lock?
I don't want to get the key in the lock.
Why not?
Because I don't live here.
Well, where do you live?
I live in that brown house across the street. That's my wife's face burning in the window there.
You must have had quite an Armistice Day celebration.
Yeah, a bunch of my war buddies and I were talking over old times. Was you in the Army?
Yep, 143rd Field Artillery, Captain.
Is that all?
Yeah, what were you?
I was a private.
Didn't you ever try for a better rank?
Yeah, I tried for a civilian a couple times, but I didn't make it.
The Army was a great experience.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd done without it, but I wish I had. I learned a lot of things in service. For instance, one thing I learned is very important to shoot straight. See, I was the chalk boy in the officer's pool hall.
One thing about the Army, made a man out of everybody that went in it.
How about the wax? you know, it's just funny. Everything was so serious while we were in the Army, but now when you look back, it's kind of funny. I remember when I went to the induction center, you know. I wasn't going to let anybody tell me what to do. Okay, I'm here. Put me down.
Stand over there, wise guy, and shut up.
Look, I'm not used to being pushed around.
Oh, you're not, huh?
No, I'm doing pretty good for a beginner, though, ain't I?
Now, look, Sad Sack, you're in the Army. Well, so why be difficult? The Army offers you opportunities. You know, if you work hard, you can be a PFC, and from there you can work your way up to corporal, and a sergeant, a lieutenant, major, colonel, and maybe even a general.
Yeah, well, after I become a general, then what?
After you're a general for a few years, you get retired and settle down with your pension and a nice civilian life.
You mean after a few years of being a general, I wind up a civilian again?
Sure.
Well, then you just think it's kind of silly to go through all that trouble just to end up right where I started.
All right, now that's enough. As you were, soldier. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going home. You said as you were, and I was a civilian.
Oh, yeah? Now, you've asked for it. Take this broom and sweep out this hall.
Maybe I don't want to sweep out the hall.
Look, wise guy. You see this muscle in my arm?
I'm waiting for it to swim by.
I ask you a question. Do you see the muscle?
Yeah, that's real, too, huh? Never mind the broom. I'll just lap the dirt up with my tongue.
How did you ever get in the Army?
Some stool pigeon told him I was a tank.
Yeah, it's funny, now. You know, when I look back, I get a kick out of the gold bricks and the guys that just couldn't get with it.
Yeah, we had one guy like that in our outfit, a guy named Clem Cadiddlehopper. Well, here I am. Here I am in the Army, boy. I heard the officer say that I was a top military secret, too. They don't want the enemy to know how hard up they really are. Oh, here comes an officer, I think. I wonder what his rank is, besides very. Well, I'll soon find out. Howdy doody.
Just a minute, Private. I say, just a minute, Private.
Cadiddlehopper's the name, sir. Spelled C-U-R, sir. Here, have a chin-chin. Have a chin-chin.
Why didn't you salute me?
Well, I don't believe in putting on airs. I figure just because you ain't a private, you're still as good as I am.
Do you know who you're addressing?
No.
Do you see the star on my shoulder?
Yes.
Don't you know what that means?
You got one boy in the service?
What kind of soldier are you anyway? Where are your shoes?
Huh?
Where are your shoes?
I can't even find my place. My shoes, they're in the barracks. You know, today ain't Sunday, you know.
This is the Army. You wear shoes every day.
Oh?
Well, you act like a moron.
That's one thing the Army's not going to take out of me.
Look, soldier, let me give you a tip.
Why? I haven't done anything yet. Why tip me?
You're going to get into trouble if you don't get on the ball.
Do what?
Get on the ball.
Well, it sounds silly, but roll it over, huh? Army or a circus? Huh?
Go to your barracks, and I'll tell your company commander about you.
Okay, go ahead and tell him, but he won't believe it.
Oh.
He's already seen me, and he don't believe it.
Tell me, young man, are you a defective? I say, are you a defective?
No, sir. The only police work I've done has been in the kitchen.
Private Cadiddlehopper, that settles it. Go to your barracks and please stay out of my sight because I can get court-martialed for what I'm thinking.
Okay. Kind of uppity-uppity, isn't he?
Hey, Cadiddlehopper. Yeah? What were you talking to the brass about?
Oh, nothing. He just wanted to send me to OCS. He saw my comic book in my pocket. So I was eligible, you know.
A dumbbell like you? You'd never make an officer.
Oh, well, he didn't want me to go there to be an officer.
What for, then?
Instructor. The brass tells me that I'm going places. In fact, several of them have made suggestions. Tell the truth, I don't know what they'd ever done without me in the Army. You know that they didn't know what the guardhouse was for until I got here.
Boy, you're a pip. Always pretending you're something you ain't. If you ain't careful, the old man's going to take your liberty away.
Well, I don't care as long as he don't take my Esquire and scissors.
What's wrong with you anyway? Why don't you get with it?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm just homesick. I wish Miss Mamo, you know, I wish I had a couple of her homemade dumplings right now. We could play baseball this afternoon.
You have a girl back home, Clem?
Yeah, her name's Daisy June.
Any relation to Daisy May?
Well, Daisy June's a little further along in the season, you know. Some of the spring is out of her, I think. Here's her picture here.
Oh, boy. She's really smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, you notice her teeth?
I am. Mm-hmm. They look just like pearls.
They are. Pearl loaned them to her for the picture.
You write to your girl often?
Yeah, I just started another letter here.
Oh, read it to me, Clem.
Okay. It says, Dear darling Daisy June, here I am in the Army, just finished cleaning my gun.
Well, go on.
Well, that's all it says, and then comes a big hole in the paper. And now David Rose and the Procter & Gamble Orchestra play Jealousy.
I won't say that doing the dishes will ever get to be your favorite indoor sport, but I will say this. It's not the chore it used to be because Tide's here. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide is doing wonderful things for dishwashing. Why, Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap in the world. And Tide cuts grease better than any soap, too. Now think what that means. No scum to make the dishwater unpleasant. No greasy ring round the pan. And results? Listen. With Tide, your dishes and glasses rinse and dry perfectly clear and sparkling. And that happens even when you don't wipe them. Because Tide leaves no cloudy film to dull their brightness. And wait till you see your dishpan brimming over with those Tide suds. Tide gives you oceans of high, billowy, kind-to-hand suds. And they last and last, even in hardest water. Oh, I tell you, dishwashing's finally getting somewhere. You try Tide for dishes and you'll see.
page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
Have you ever had to go away for a rest? Go somewhere where it's peaceful and quiet. Say, take a boat trip. Ah, there's nothing like a boat trip. And with Junior the Mean Little Kid aboard, believe me, there's nothing like a boat trip.
She won. Nemo won.
What's the excitement? She won what?
The Streamline Meatball Contest.
Yeah, the Streamline Meatball Contest. She filled out the sentence and won.
Mother, what did you say to win?
She said, I like Streamline Meatballs because they digest so fast you got to take the bicarbonate of soda first.
And we won a trip on a boat to the Hawaiian Islands. And we got to start packing because we're leaving right away.
Oh, boy, I'd never been on a boat before. This could be quite an experience. For the captain and crew, I mean.
Junior, you go take your bath and I'll start packing.
Well, wait, I got your pack too, you know. Now, let's see. I'll need me crowbar, me slingshot, me brass knuckles, and me blowgun that shoots 22 millimeter spitballs.
Junior, I said go take your bath.
Okay, sailing, sailing, oh, you're about to...
Pardon me, are you the lady who won the free trip?
Yes.
Well, I'm Captain Maddox, and we're very glad to have you aboard.
Well, thank you, and this is my daughter,
yeah,
Captain.
This is my mummy.
Oh, you look sweet enough to kiss.
And you look dumb enough to try it, sailor. Now I know what they mean when they say the captain is forward.
What's your manners?
I'll bet. Well, if there's anything we can do to make your voyage more comfortable, Mrs. Felton, please remember that I'm at your beck and call.
Oh, thank you.
Have you ever traveled abroad?
Yes, the old sea dog, she is.
Junior.
Well, you must be. The finance company called you the old skipper.
Oh.
What's that? Ice cream?
Eight bells.
Eight bells. I got to get a new Mickey Mouse watch. I'm a half a bell snow.
Well, I'll see you folks at dinner time. You're sitting at my table.
Well, I never. I'm getting off of this cattle boat.
Junior, what's the matter with
you? You said we was traveling first class.
We are.
If we first class, why we got to eat with a help?
So sorry. I'll explain it to him, Captain.
Been able to find him yet,
Mother? No, but I've looked every place. Oh, Loreen, you don't suppose he's fallen overboard?
Oh, of course not, Mother. Besides, if he had, the fish would have thrown him back by now.
Here he comes with the captain.
Hi, Kido. The captain's been telling me all about the boats that we passed. And there's another boat. Now, what kind is that one?
That's a schooner.
That's a schooner? Mm-hmm. Well, no wonder Grandpa comes staggering home every night. He drinks one of them filled with beer before dinner.
Are you having fun, Junior?
Yeah, but I think this captain's got barnacles in his belfry. He's nuts.
Junior!
Well, he is. He yelled, all hands on deck. I put my hands on deck and his sailors step on him.
It's quite all right, madam. I have a boy just like him.
Oh, so that's why you run away to sea, huh?
Well, I must go back to the bridge, but will you try to be kind enough to keep a closer eye on this boy?
I certainly will. I'll make sure he doesn't bother you again, Captain.
Well, thank you very much. If there's an inquiry, I'll gladly testify that he wasn't pushed overboard, that he jumped.
He's messing with me a little bit too much. I'll fix him. I'm going to find out where the stopper is in this old tub and pull the plug.
You're going to stay with me and behave.
If you don't let me have some fun, I'll tell everybody on this boat about you.
What are you going to tell?
I'll tell them that you once worked as a head bait girl on a barracuda barge. And you became ambitious and caused mutiny, and then you became... Bernard, the queen of the pirates.
Of all the fantastic ideas I ever heard, this tops them all.
Oh, fantastic, huh?
Yes.
Hey, Captain Kiddo, look, there's a rich merchant ship with off Portside there.
Good. Load the cabins and hoist the skull and crossbones.
See?
Excited.
He went to school, too, you know.
Oh, Junior, you naughty boy.
Hmm?
Now, one more insult out of you, and you're going to get the spanking of your life.
No.
Now, sit down in this deck chair and force yourself to act like a little gentleman.
Okay, I'll sit down, but Nemo,
don't
dear.
Don't you talk to me.
But I have to, Nemo, because after all, you're the smartest person on this boat.
Now, you're no stop soft soapy.
No, I'm not. Let's concentrate here. We'll get it all out in a minute.
Junior.
Right now, I'd like to know what these men are doing over there, the ones that's pushing those little discs along with the long sticks there.
They're playing shuffleboard.
They are? Can I go watch them?
Oh, I suppose so. Only behave yourself.
Behave yourself. Behave yourself. You'd think she'd learn. Well, here I am. Well, what am I waiting for?
Little boy, stop that. Just what was the idea of scattering those parts?
Well, you said you were playing shuffleboard, didn't you?
We were playing shuffleboard.
Well, shuffle good now. Go ahead and play.
Now, Junior, you come here.
Lady, where on earth did you ever get such a mean little boy?
She didn't answer the question correct on truth or take the results.
I'm very sorry that he messed up your game. Now, you come along, Junior.
Yeah.
Can't you be good for 5 minutes?
Yeah, okay. Hey, where's Nemo?
Really don't know, dear. She was standing right here by the railing a minute ago.
Oh, Nemo, maybe she fell overboard. Nemo, no. Nemo.
Junior, dear. Nemo. What are you crying about?
Don't you fall overboard and the shark got you.
Ah, bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
And were you feeling sorry for Nemo?
No, I feel sorry for the shark.
At times, I'm sorry I stopped his father from flicking cigar ashes in his crib.
Boy, they sure does love me. It's getting so bad, I'm afraid to drink my Ovaltine until they taste it first. Hey, Nemo, what's that silly man leaning over the rail for?
He's seasick.
Oh, the poor fellow. Maybe I better go over and cheer him up. What's the matter, Cleo? You seasick?
Oh, yes.
You know what causes it, don't you? Oh. It's that steady roll of the ship. That cool.
Look, little boy, stop weaving in front of me.
You should be happy you're not on that slow boat to China, boy.
No.
You feel better after you eat. They're having raw oysters and salt pork for lunch. No. But it looked a bit greasy to me, you know.
Please, little boy,
You know what you really need? What's the matter? You're turning green. You know what you really need? A bowl of milk with some raw liver. That will fix you.
I've got to go lie down.
Yeah, I think I went a little bit too far. I feel kind of sick myself. Please, hold me up to the rail, Nemo.
Well, Junior, what's the trouble? Seasick?
No, but I hope I don't get sleepy and have to yawn. Hey, Nemo, look at that awful-looking fish down there. It looks like a cross between an octopus and a snap turtle.
Junior, I don't see it.
Right beneath us here, right beneath us.
That's my reflection.
Well, don't hit me. Oh, boy, I'm sick.
I'll bet you are.
The honest I is this time. Any minute, my stomach's going to bail out.
Then why don't you go down to our cabin and lie down?
Okay, I will. Now's my chance to go to the engine room. Boy, I wish I had on a sailor suit. They'd think I was one of the crew. If my red underwear were only blue, I could put them on backwards and look just like a sailor suit. What's that smelling? What's that smell? Smoke. He's coming from underneath that door there. Now, I must be calm. I mustn't get panicky. Now, just see a fire. Where's the fire alarm? Gotta be calm, kiddo. There's enough water around this boat to put out 5 fires like you. Now, there's the alarm box. And there's the chair. Now, I put the chair underneath the alarm box. Now, I stand up on the chair, and I break the glass with this little hammer on the chain. There. Now, I pull down this lever there. Oh, boy. Help! Help! Fire! Fire!
Pull that fire alarm?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Junior, I thought I told you to go to our cabin, and now you're headed right for the engine room, weren't you?
Yes.
And it's a good thing for all of us that he was. This room is right over the oil storage tank.
Really? My little grandson.
You'll get a medal for this.
I will. Well, would you do me a favor?
Yes, Junior, what's your wish?
Pin it on my chest. Pin it right here, right over that Dewey button, will you?
Thanks for being with us tonight. We hope you like our program well enough to be with us next week. So until next Friday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of that wash day miracle, Tide.
Tide's in. Dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E. Tide.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again with Red Skelton next Friday. And now stay tuned to The Life of Riley, which follows immediately. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
2 weeks from now, we repeat The Baby Factory.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
Thank you for tuning in to listen to the Old Time Radio Hour. Next week, we will continue with more hilarious radio comedy from the golden years of radio. I'm your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.